News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Workplace Relations Commission is today launching its code of practice on the right to disconnect from work. But is it necessary and could it hurt our competitiveness in the market? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by the Senior Policy Officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Dr. Laura Bambrick, and Managing Director of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove. Peter, to you first, I mean, we're talking here about the three rights enshrined in the code, right not to have to routinely perform work outside normal working hours, the right not to be penalised for refusing to attend work matters outside normal working hours, and the right to respect other people's right, or sorry, the duty to respect that right to disconnect. Do you agree with this code?
No, I don't think it's a very good idea. I agree, obviously, that people shouldn't be made work all hours of every day, but I just don't think this is the right method to do it. I also think Ireland has a huge advantage over many countries in Europe because of our flexible workforce. We don't want to put that into jeopardy, especially now with many challenges with COVID and Brexit. I also think a lot of this isn't actually an employer issue. A lot of the, you know, we've had all this extra time with the remote work, everyone working from home, and most people are saying they're working longer hours. And it's mainly because we're kind of tethered to our technology, and it's not the employer's fault, it's our own fault. So I think from my point of view, the last thing is an employer, if they're are acting like this, an employee can always just leave and go somewhere else or talk about them on Glassdoor or one of these social media sites. So it's not like there is nothing an employee can do. So I think this should be an employer-employee relationship and should not be a policy issue.
Okay, Laura Bambrick, not a good idea.
Well, the thing is, there is existing legislation there to protect us against excessive long working hours that does provide for minimum breaks and does set out the minimum rest periods that we should have in between shifts, and other legislation that protects against workers' health and safety. The issue is that this legislation predates the arrival of advances in technologies, the arrival of the smartphone, laptop. More of us have colleagues and clients that are working across different time zones. And then, as Peter mentioned, the boom in remote working. So what the code really does is ensure that employers are being compliant with their existing obligations and that workers know their rights that are already there, given the massive changes that we are seeing in work
practices. You think it is required?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Peter, how about that? There is existing legislation there, but it takes no account of the fact that the world has changed so dramatically and technology really dictates our lives now.
Yeah, you're right. But I actually would almost argue that in the opposite. It's moved so fast that we're now living in this workforce where we're never going to go back. And many people are going to have this blended workforce where they'll be delighted to work from home because, you know, they can step off at 3 o'clock and maybe pick up the kids. And then they'll understand they might have to work a bit later. And all of this means we're not going to have this 9 to 5 anymore. And, you know, the other thing about this is we're taking this a lot from the point of view that maybe people don't enjoy their job. I think most people out there, when they work 6 hours a week, were actually loving what they did and had no issue with it. So I think what we're going to end up doing is creating this two-tier workforce with people who will ignore this legislation and continue to work, and other people who say, oh, I'm going to abide by the code.
All right, Laura, how about that? 9 to 5 is kind of passé at this stage and people are going to be working different hours?
Well, I think the issue there is Peter is conflating the right to disconnect with the putting the nail in the coffin for flexible working. And it should be mentioned that flexible working is highly prized by workers as much as it's necessary for modern businesses. But just because somebody works flexible hours, split shifts, taking longer time during the day, maybe to pick up the kids from school, doesn't mean that they have to be always on call. This is about ensuring that we have the boundaries between working time, rest and leisure time that we're not always on.
Peter, how about that? We need boundaries, even if there is flexible working practices.
We absolutely need boundaries, but it's our own issue. Ask if most people are honest with themselves, they're sitting at home watching Netflix, there's a break, their partner goes out to get a cup of tea and they look down at their phone and they start checking something, work, email, something like that. No employer is doing that to them. They're doing it to themselves. All they have to do is take their smartphone, put it more than an arm's distance away from themselves. And they probably
What if your boss is emailing you at 2 a.m. and expects a response.
I agree.
Or it's the weekend and he or she expects
a
response.
There are many employers out there, like, you know, I won't mention but the specific investment bank, but there are certain investment banks out there, you know, that they're 100, 120-hour work. But people know when they go in there. You have to go in with your eyes open when you take any job.
You could have said the same thing about the old industrial plants back in Victorian times. Oh, people knew what they were getting into when they ran in underneath that machine that took off their arm.
I think, yes, okay, fair enough. But I think it's slightly different now that people actually in Ireland have the ability to actually get many, many different types of jobs. I would believe that there's two things we should be doing. We should be protecting things like gig workers, which is a completely different thing. And secondly, we should be enshrining laws much more around technology and children and stopping this whole tech addiction from a very young age. And I think that would give us a much better idea of this. This, okay, to me, is just a policy, not anything that will actually work in practice.
Laura, last word to you.
Yeah, well, I think Peter is then conflating like working longer hours to be more productive. And you know, that you know, issue has been long put to bed. And the legislation that this policy is grounded in is based in health and safety, where it's recognised that an overtired worker is a danger to themselves and to others. So they're doing damage to themselves and they're doing damage to the business. Okay. So it's in the employer's interest, even if it is, as Peter suggests, you know, the worker's own responsibility.
All right, we will leave it there.
To put an end to this.
Dr. Laura Bambrick, a senior policy officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, and Peter Cosgrove, managing director of FutureWise. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast.